Well, I'll splice it. You could splice it in from last year, parrots.
Yeah, I could do that, by the way.
Okay, please do. We're gonna. Well, we do. Well, it's a. Anyways, yeah. Simon. Okay, Simon Lamed. It's if it's not too big a headache, parrots, then that would be. Yeah. Okay. Simon Lamed. It's a rechilas lashon hara nekima natiro boy test seifim. Says the Lysalik Rachel Bamecha. You should not be a gossip monger amongst your nation. Ezu Rachel. What is a Rachel? Zesha Toyen Dvarim. That's somebody who carries things around. And he goes from this one to that one. And he says, Kach amar Pliny. This is what Pliny said. Kach v'kach shamati al Pliny. So and so is what I heard about Pliny. Meaning you're a yenta. Ava pishu emes, v'gam ein b'gnus. Even if it's true and there's nothing negative, hareza oiver b'lav, you're oiver on a lav. I think la'anias daiti. I believe that this Isser is, meaning everybody's so busy with Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. I think Lashon Hara we have some semblance of control over. Rechilus, I think, is totally not on the radar of people. You know what, Raya? Because we know all the hack about everything about everybody. We do, by hook or by crook. Not all of us. But, you know, if we know all the hacks about people, so then L'chaira, that is Rechilus. Right. So I don't know how we. I mean, no,
it's
it's just yenting.
talking about you to him. It's just
Yeah, just, you're not. You shouldn't be mentioning any. It seems like we should not be mentioning anybody's names to anybody about anything, even that you. Oh, you know, I saw by Myriv tonight. No, don't say it. Right? Because what could happen? I'm just saying a mushel. What could happen? You say, oh, you know, I saw by Myriv tonight. You tell your friend innocently, I saw him by Myriv. And then you didn't know that that friend asked this friend to come to a Myriv minion in his house and he didn't go.
That's like my
Right?
wife from Friday night. She says, anyone interesting in shul? Anyone
Exactly.
interesting in shul? And I say,
Right.
well, this person was there and this person wasn't there. And this
Right.
person was
So,
there and this person wasn't there.
correct. And then you're, and right. And then your wife, obviously, I'm not talking about your
No, but I'm just saying,
situation.
then you're
No, I'm saying,
wondering,
but
why
what could
wasn't this
happen is that
person
your wife
there?
could say, right. So then your wife innocently can tell her friend, oh, my husband told me that this guy was in shul. It's the guy without her knowing that that friend made a bar mitzvah that night. Right.
Complaints.
Yeah.
That cause sometimes negative ill will between the two people.
Well, it can cause ill will.
Oh, I it's too late. I feel this guy has some fascinating.
It is.
This.
Well, it's. It is, yeah.
I go to
Read it, read it.
the other side.
What does he say? You're looking at the footnote. What does he say? What does he say there? What does he say?
It has to be the reason, though. As long as the assumes that the report will call free will between the justices.
Correct.
Meaning, I'm going to feel some closing. It's not like
If
nothing.
what any when I say that I saw a guy at shul or a guy wasn't at shul, that has a negative connotation. I'm not, I believe.
If it does,
But
but if
say,
it
if theoretically, it's, but almost everything can be spun in a negative
doesn't.
connotation.
Devices about sneaking on this new ad.
That's not, that's something else. That's something else. But that's both things that people are telling to each other have negative connotation. Otherwise, we wouldn't say it. We only like negative, we don't like positive. No, because
it could be he told the person that he can't come to the chasana that night next door.
It's that part is
No.
unclear. That's a yeah. I don't know. Anyways, who oven gadol?
Like when you told someone I need to ride later, I'm not going to Lakeland tonight.
Anyways, it's an oven gadol for garim larag nefashas mi Yisrael. It can cause people to die. Lakach nismach loy lesamen adam reyach. Now, how do we know this? Sayu leman ma'ir ledoyeg hadoymi. Go out and learn for what happened to doyeg hadoymi. Sha'amar l'shol. Right, doyeg hadoymi told Shol ki Achimelech nasan l'David say devecherim that Achimelech gave to David. Say the v'cheref, meaning it's true. Meaning what happened there? Doyega Adoimi told Shaul that Achimelech provided. Meaning Shaul and David were in a fight, right? And he told Shaul innocently. He didn't know there was a fight. He said innocently, you know, Achimelech loaded up David, which that got Shaul really upset, right? Avapi, mean unbeknownst to anybody, it was just Tom. He was telling him, you know, by the way, you know. I would say the equivalent of, you know, who gave this guy a job, right? And he helped the guy out. And then they found out that the guy, that we gave him a job. Why didn't he give me a job? And then it made a whole fight. I'm saying that sounds like the equivalent, but it's hard to apply exactly what this case is. Even though it was true. See, that's the question. How do you understand this part? And it was no, there was no gnus l'achimelech. He didn't do anything bad. And Achimelech would have told Shaul himself, by the way, I gave David HaMelech, he didn't know about the fight, right? He said, I gave David HaMelech's weapons. He learned Scham Alachtev is then neged Shaul. He gave David weapons and he wasn't looking to get at Shaul. Im Kolzeh, Goram HaRechila, Shadoyek, Shenergu, Kama, Kehanim. Right, that's what they wiped out the whole Noiv. The whole Noiv Irakahanim was wiped out. All because somebody went and told some information from Doeg, right? Doeg told Achimelech, and that
happens
whole
to
thing.
Me. That's a little bit of an extreme.
Why are you saying that?
I mean, I never heard any information from anyone, and I went to go kill people.
No, that's true. But what I'm saying, David, is let's say you come home from shul, and your wife says, "Who was at shul?" And you say, "Oh, this guy was not at, or this guy was at shul." So then, now your wife says, "He was at shul." One second, why wasn't he at my friend's simcha?
I agree on that, but nobody's killing anybody.
Well, I'm saying, but it can cause lifelong fights. People get offended and all that. It doesn't have to be as extreme as this, maskim, but it can be extreme. Bottom line is, but the problem is, you don't try. That's what I tell the Olam. Try not talking about people by your Shabbos Suda. Not mentioning one other person's name. You can have nothing to talk about. I don't know if sports players is included in that, David, but I'm saying, what are you going to talk? What are you going to talk about?
I'll be asleep by 6:30 Friday night. Not 8 o'clock.
Don't talk about people.
Okay, Beis. Yesh oven godom zeh admoed, and there's another bigger avera than this. Who bechlal loves zeh, and that's lashon hara. That's what I'm saying. I think so. Lashon hara is a bigger avera than rechilus. So that I think we've gotten under control a little bit, but not the rechilus part. For who amesaper begunus chaveroi afa pisha oimer emes. He's saying negative about his friend, even though he's saying the truth. Avol oimer sheker. But if he said sheker, nikra moisi shemra. Al chaver, that's mamish. You stop making up stories. And you're a mighty shamer. Aba baal lashon hara. What's a baal lashon hara? Zeh sheyoshev oimer kach v'kach asa ploini kach v'kach hayo avoysov. This is what his father was like. Kach v'kach shemati yalov. Oimer dvarim shel genai. And he says negative things. Al zeh omer akosiv yachres Hashem kosisei falakas lashon medaberes kedaylos. Fine. I'm a kabal lashon hara who garua yosem in oimrei. Somebody who's makabal lashon hara, he's worse than the guy saying it. It was only al lashon hara. Why is the person worse? Because he's over lifneiver also, right? I mean, they're both over lifneiver, but he shouldn't be believing any of these stories. Fine. Gimel adhechon lashon hara, and how far is lashon hara? Shaul echad lechaveira ano emtza eish. Says, where can I find fire? V'amaloi hechon emtza eish bebeis pleni. You can find fire in this guy's house. Because he has lots of meat and fish, and they're also cooking there. So even though that is not necessarily a negative, he might be spinning it as a positive that he always has food, he always has fish, right? But it has a negative connotation. So Mamela, that would be also considered lashon hara. Okay, so you can get into all these and analyzing a rabbi's drasha, analyzing a singer, how he's saying the niggin. These are all complicated lashon hara shilas. Okay, we'll stop over there. We went a little overtime. Peretz, you want me to re-record the first half or?
I'll do it with you tonight.
Well, I don't care. It's not for me.
Yeah.
Why can't you post the whole shit from last year?
Yeah, maybe.
I could. All right. You want me to try that?
Whatever. Anyways, I wonder what we doubled up from last year.
We didn't start out with Hanukkah last year.
What?
We didn't start out with Hanukkah last year.
That's true. That's true. We weren't yites our
in 5 seconds of fame.
That's right. Yeah. Anyways, okay. Everybody should have a fine night. Pesuras Tavis.
Amen. That's the whole
Rabbah. Yeah,
I'm
gonna
take you up on the offer to speak tomorrow.
Oh,
taking you up on the offer to speak tomorrow.